Believers Bible Assembly is pleased to welcome you this morning to our teaching series called Searching the Scriptures. It is our prayer that many will tune in to hear this teaching from God's Word, and the Lord will open many hearts to an understanding of His Word and to His wonderful salvation. If you are enjoying and benefiting from this program, then please inform your family and friends to also listen in each week to this broadcast. At the end of the program, I will provide phone numbers for you to contact us so that you may comment or ask questions about what you have heard or if you would like some more information about our church. Now let us begin today's broadcast with some music that will help prepare our hearts for hearing God's Word. If you have a Bible handy, you may want to open and follow along with today's scripture reading. We will be reading from
Mark's Gospel, chapter 7. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to him, having come from Jerusalem, and when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with common, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands with the fist diligently, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other things which they have received to hold, the washing of cups and pots, and brass vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" But he answered and said to them, "Well has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. However, they worship me in vain, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.' For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pots and cups, and many other such things you do." And he said unto them, "Full well you reject the commandment of God, so that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, 'If a man shall say to his father or mother, whatever you may gain by me, korban,' that is to say, it is a gift of God, and you no longer allow him to do anything toward his father and mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and you do many such things." And when he had called all the people, he said to them, "Listen to me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside a man which entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the ones that defile the man. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he had entered into the house away from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable, and he said to them, "Are you also without understanding? Do you not perceive that whatever enters into the man from outside cannot defile him? Because it does not enter into his heart, but into the belly, and goes out into the draught, purifying all food." And he said, "That which comes out of the man is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from inside and defile the man." And he arose from there and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered into a house and desired no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race, and she begged him that he would cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter." And when she had come to her house, she found the demon had gone out, and her daughter lay upon the bed. And again departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came to the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the borders of Decapolis. And they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they begged him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears. And he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and the band on his tongue was loosened, and he spoke plainly. And he commanded them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak.
We thank Thee each morning for a newborn day, where we may work the fields of new-mown hay. We thank Thee for the sunshine and the air that we breathe, O Lord. We thank Thee. Thank Thee for the rivers that run all day. Thank Thee for the little birds that sing along the way. Thank Thee for the trees and the deep blue sea, O Lord. We thank Thee. Oh yes, we thank Thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. We thank Thee every day as we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things. Thank Thee for the fields where the clover is grown. Thank Thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank Thee for Thy love so pure and free, O Lord. We thank Thee.
Lesson 35, Jesus Does All Things Well. In today's lesson, we shall see how Jesus turns the complaints of the Pharisees back against them by exposing their hypocrisy. We shall see how the pleas of a woman are answered when Jesus cast out a demon from her daughter, and how he wondrously heals a man who was deaf and could not speak properly. The people were right when they said that Jesus did all things well. The Pharisees had come to Galilee from Jerusalem to see if they could find some fault with Jesus. They noticed that his disciples did not follow the ritual washings that they themselves practiced before they ate, and so they complained to Jesus about this. The Pharisees had developed many customs and rituals that were not given in the Bible, and they expected that every faithful Jew should follow their traditions. Jesus did not tolerate their legalism and used the occasion to point out their own hypocrisy. He explained that it was not what goes into the man that makes him unclean, but that which comes out of him. Now Jesus is not saying that we should not wash our hands before we eat, for that is just common sense for maintaining our health. What he is saying is that if the Pharisees think that all their elaborate ritual washings could make them clean in a ceremonial sense rather than in a purely hygienic sense, then they were grossly mistaken. God has designed our bodies in such a way that our digestive system absorbs the good nutrients of the food we eat and discards what is not healthy for us. This is a wonderful provision of the Creator in the design of our bodies and protects us in many ways from things which could harm us. Of course, we still need to be sensible about what we eat or drink so that we do not abuse the liberties we have been given for eating and drinking. For instance, smoking tobacco or ingesting alcohol into our systems is clearly not healthy and eventually will do irreparable damage. Jesus told the Pharisees that they were nullifying the scriptures through their traditions. They had a tradition which allowed them to say to their parents that all that would have been used to help them had been given to God, and that would excuse them from helping their parents when they were in need. The Bible, however, teaches we are to honor our parents And that means looking after their needs should they become unable to look after themselves. Jesus provided a long list of sins which find their source in the heart of man, including lust, pride, envy, greed, and hatred. This should remind us not to put the blame on others or on our circumstances when we do evil, because Jesus said these things are not inflicted upon us from the outside, but are driven by the sin nature within us. This is why each of us need Jesus to be our Savior, because while we may not act out these sins openly, yet their potential is still within our hearts, because at our core we are sinners and condemned. When Jesus went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, he tried to hide himself from the people, perhaps wanting time to rest, but his fame was such that he could not be hidden. A Gentile woman came to Jesus, pleading with him to cast out a demon from her daughter. We always see Jesus willing to offer healing and help to those who come to him, but in this case we are surprised to learn that Jesus at first seems reluctant to offer help to the woman. He said to her that it was not good to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. He meant by this metaphor that his present ministry and work were for the benefit of the Jews and not for the Gentiles, so it would be inappropriate to give away the blessings of Israel to the Gentiles. In fact, the metaphor really was quite demeaning, since it likened Gentiles to dogs, which were considered unclean animals. The woman was desperate for help, which made her free from all pride, and so Jesus' reference to dogs did not hinder her or offend her. She simply replied that even the dogs eat crumbs from the table. She demonstrated great faith in Jesus to heal and great persistence, knowing that he alone had the power to cast out the demon. Her faith and persistence were rewarded, and the Lord Jesus said that she could go, for her daughter had been freed from the demon. Perhaps Jesus was not actually reluctant to heal the woman's daughter, but he wanted to test and prove her faith. Sometimes we would like the Lord to provide immediate answers to our request, but he may delay us so that our faith will be strengthened. When we come to Jesus in desperation and humility, as this woman did, then we are sure to receive our request. Jesus never denies sincere faith and request made in the will of God. Jesus traveled back to the Sea of Galilee, and some people met him, pleading with him to heal a man who was deaf and also could not speak properly. Speech is developed through the sense of hearing, and is another wonderful blessing from our Creator to help us manage in life and communicate effectively with others. To be deaf is a very difficult affliction to have, for it isolates a person from communicating with most people. It makes it very challenging for them to manage in any work or relationship. Try to imagine what it would be like if you could never hear music or another voice or any sounds at all, and how this would isolate you from what is going on in the world around you. Jesus is the Creator who gave us ears to hear and gave us the ability to speak and know language, and he alone was able to heal this man. In this miracle, Jesus chose to heal by touching the man and spitting and touching his tongue. He commanded the man's ears to be open, and the man's hearing and speech were restored. Normally, it takes years of practice to perfect language skills, but Jesus did it instantaneously for this man. Today, we have learned the wonderful care and design that God has built into our bodies to help us manage in this world and enjoy the blessings he provides. Today it would be good if we all took time to stop for a moment and thank the Lord for our healthy bodies and all the remarkable gifts that our bodies have been given, such as taste, feeling, hearing, sight, and smell. The abilities to enjoy and digest food, lungs to breathe in air and keep our heart pumping, and a mind to think and consider the wonders of the God who created us and sent his Son to redeem our souls. Why not surrender your life to Christ today by calling out to him in faith to save your soul? And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." Mark chapter 7, verse 37.
Oh, we thank thee, Lord, for every every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. We thank thee every day as we kneel and pray that we were born with eyes to see these things. We thank thee for the fields where they glow. For the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank thee for thy love so pure and so free, O Lord. We thank thee.
And now for today's Bible question. Today we learned how Jesus exposed the hypocrisy of the Pharisees who had set aside the words of God in order to keep their own traditions. We also saw how Jesus answered the pleas of a desperate woman because of her persistent and humble faith. We learned how Jesus miraculously restored the hearing and speech of a man and how all marveled and said that he did all things well. Someone might ask the question, why are some people born blind, deaf, or with some other defect? It would seem that if God was loving to all His creatures, and His creation was very good, that all creatures should not have to suffer with crippling diseases or defects to their body, while others enjoy a healthy body. It seems cruel that some have to suffer such horrible afflictions to their bodies. We might think it unfair to see someone blind who has to beg on the roadside, or someone with useless limbs who cannot work. Perhaps you know someone or have a relative that is incapacitated by some terrible defect to their bodies, and you know firsthand how they suffer and how much others have to do for them. Does it seem God has forgotten these poor souls? Not at all. Notice when Jesus walked in this world, those who came to him were the poor, the desperate, the crippled. They, above all others, cried out to Jesus because they desperately sensed their need for healing. Jesus was always ready and willing to help and heal those who came to him. He felt their pain and he knew their struggles. Of course, God never intended man to suffer with broken and defective bodies. He made Adam and Eve perfect and wanted them to enjoy fellowship with Him forever. When sin entered the world through disobedience, a curse came upon all of creation. The curse has affected everything from all animal and plant life to the stability of the earth and climate. God's creation was perfect, but sin brought defects into the creation. That is why we can contract diseases like malaria, why vicious storms destroy land and homes. It is why earthquakes, volcanoes happen, and why wild animals attack and kill. It is also why some people are born blind, lame, or deaf. The curse upon creation has affected everything, and although traces of God's original beauty and glory designed into creation are still evident, so much has been destroyed because of sin. We are in a decaying and dying world that is under the judgment of God. We are all suffering the consequences of sin upon the creation, and each visit to the hospital or the graveside reminds us of this. You might ask then, why does God not just heal everyone and remove the effects of the curse from this world so we can live happy and prosperous lives? God does not want us to live happy and prosperous while the problem of sin has not been addressed in us. As sinners, we are all responsible for the curse that God has brought upon the earth. We must confess our sin and responsibility, recognizing the terrible consequences it has not only in our lives, but in everything and everyone around us. Then we will have come to the place of true repentance. The only answer to the devastating effects of sin is to be found in Jesus. Jesus was the perfect man and sinless, not subject to the curse or corruption, but he came to this cursed world and actually became a curse for us. All the curse against creation and against man was transferred to Jesus when he hung upon the cross. That is why he is able to heal and why he is able to save your soul. Don't be angry with God when people suffer. Be angry about your sin. Repent and trust in Jesus as your Savior. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Just before we conclude today's broadcast, we want our listeners to be aware of our Emmaus Bible courses that we are making available. These courses are from Emmaus Bible College in the USA. There are 12 courses in the first series and also 12 in the second series. These courses begin with the basic teachings of Christianity and move on to more advanced doctrinal studies in subjects such as biblical marriage, the New Testament Church, and evangelism. If you should be interested in becoming a student of these courses, or feel that you could use these materials to help others grow in their Christian walk, then please feel free to contact us and we will provide the information needed to get you started. You may phone Shadrach in Kumasi at 024-442-1948, or if you have access to the internet, please visit our website at www.BibleAssemblyChurch.com, where you will find details about the Emmaus courses and a student registration form that you can download and use to register as an Emmaus student. Jesus taught me with a stranger, wandering from the full of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. If you want to become a true born-again Christian, here is what you must do. 1. Admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Realize that God hates your sin and must judge it. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death," and this means eternal separation from God. 3. Realize that God loves you and does not want you to perish. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 4. Realize that Jesus paid your debt of sin for you. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." 5. Accept God's free gift of eternal life by faith. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name." And also in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 it says, "That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And number 6, also be assured that your salvation is through Christ alone and not your works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." If you would like to receive God's free gift of eternal life right now, you may by a simple prayer made to God in faith. You could pray like this: "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and that I deserve God's judgment. I do not want to have to face that judgment, but I want to be saved and go to heaven. So please forgive me of my sins and come into my life now to be my Lord and Savior. thank you for dying for my sins, and I thank you for the free gift of eternal life. If you have prayed this and believed with all your heart in Jesus as your Savior, then the Word of God assures you that you have been saved. It is not based on how you feel, but on your trust in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for listening to today's lesson. If you have any questions or comments for us, or you would like more information about God's way of salvation, or about our church, then please contact us. You may call Daniel at 024-325-1081, or if you prefer to speak Chi, then you may call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. Again, those numbers are Daniel at 024-325-1081, or for Chi, call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. The Believer's Bible Assembly is a non-denominational church believing and practicing the teachings of the New Testament. Please tune in to this broadcast each Sunday morning at this time. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
For making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue, thank you, Lord, for every sparrow that sings and brings sweet melody, for the river that flows, the rain and the snow, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Saving my soul.